I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
I bet you miss those, like, comfy no one home dumps at lunch.
100%.
You could shit with the door.
Oh my
open.
God.
Wow, that's even.
I would. I exactly. would.
Yeah.
Sometimes the dog would come and look at me, and I was like, whatever, dude.
Yeah. I gotta watch me shit. You can watch me shit.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That was one of the best things about the kid going back to school after COVID times is being this. I can just shit with the door open. I can shit 5 times a day and nobody judges me. Like, just do whatever I want, man. It's great. You take private shits for granted, you know? Like, they really are, like, one of the best things humanity can have. Is like an uninterrupted, on your own time shit.
Like, yesterday, I went into a bathroom at work, and I just stepped into the urinal area, and I'm peeing. And
sure.
It's a small bathroom. It's an auxiliary bathroom, so it's small.
Oh, so like you have your own bathroom, basically. That's what I hear.
Well, sort of. Well, no.
Is it like a urinal and a stall like that small?
Yes.
Just like,
yes, yeah. It's very small.
Yeah.
And it's kind of tucked away and whatever. But guy was just struggling with the shit, like taking a big old shit. And my thing
like Austin, okay? Was it like Austin Powers? It's like, give that turd 1-4, buddy.
Yeah, like it was this. Close enough because he was shitting cannonballs, not like loose stool. Like it was a struggle. And I was like, I'm not going to look down. I'm not looking at his shoes. I'm not doing anything. I'm going to go in. I'm going to pee, brush, you know, wash my hands, walk out. But man, because I hate public pooping. I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. It makes me anxious.
Yeah.
Everyone says everyone poops, but it really, I cannot do it in public. So if someone walks in, my body locks up.
Yeah. So here's the question now.
If he was just straight on.
Yeah. So that's the question. You
dropping
you
bombs.
Go to take a shit in a public bathroom, right? It sounds like it might be borderline emergency for you to go that route.
Yes.
Are you if you hear someone in there with you, are you like pinching it off and like, you know, not just exploding in there? Are you trying to have a little decorum in there?
Oh, or
are you?
I'm just, not exploding. In there? Yeah. Yeah. No. Oh. Yeah. No. No sounds. Like.
Oh no.
He gave 2 courtesy flushes while I was in there peeing. Like, again, small bathroom. Mm-hmm. Right when I walked in, bang. Mid-pee, like 30 seconds later, he's flushing it again. And I was just like, oh.
That sucks.
I hate it. I hate public pooping.
I go the other route. See, if I'm in there, if I'm in there to destroy a bathroom, I'm going to destroy the bathroom. I don't. I'm not holding back anything. If I'm
all gas, no brakes.
Oh, I mean, if I'm shitting in a public place, yeah, it's I really gotta take a shit.
But like, I feel like this is different. Like, if you're in Redding, California, and you're never gonna stop there again,
of all places,
like, yeah. But like,
I guess they're coworkers. I guess work shitting like that is possibly
just
different.
People in the building, yes. You know, like because
yeah. All right,
because yeah. You know, everyone looks at shoes, but we're all shoe lookers in that situation. And I was a little afraid he was going to look at like my Air Force Ones and be like, oh, the guy with the beige and white Air Force Ones, you know, like was judging me while I was shitting.
Or vice versa. Or he was taking a huge, terrible shit. That is sort of that's the catch 22, I think is the right phrase for this, right? Is like, you are only taking a public shit if you really have to shit. And there's like an emergency. And if you're doing that, there's no like finesse.
It's like, not going to be a good one.
It's not going to be good. It's either going to be.
Someone would call that a catch 20 poo.
Oh, I love that. I love that. T-ball. No, but like it's either going to be like the biggest explosion ever or. So it's either going to be like you're spraying out your asshole, or it's going to be just like a nonstop humongous turd. And either like that's going to stink either way. It's going to stink. It's going to be bad news.
Courtesy flush is a must. Like you said, that guy that was doing it, I mean, that's just
But with those, you basically have to do it while you're shitting, like, yes, to avoid that kind of smell. Yeah,
the second one was definitely he was letting a Lincoln log go and was flushing mid release. Yeah,
you know what? One of my like longest lasting memories of like this friend group is Scar telling me like early 20s maybe how proud he was of like a turd he did and like wanting to show it to people and everything.
Well, there used to be a website, I'm not sure if it's still running, it used to be called like Rate My Shit or RateMyTurd.com. I don't know if it still exists.
How proud he was of how like long his turd was. You know, I got to tell you, like 20 years later, I might do the same thing. If I had a nice, consistent, good shit, like I might show it off. Because they're few and far in between, I got to tell you guys.
How long does your shit have to be for it to be impressive? 10 inches? 12? 8? Like, what are we doing here?
Gotta be poking out of the water for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, like 6 to 12 probably, anywhere in that range. That's an impressive single turd. It's impressive. Yeah,
you hear that, ladies? 6 inches.
Ladies,
it's impressive.
It's a good size. It's a good size.
It's more, it's above average, ladies. Jesus, we're talking turds.
Talking turds. Hashtag turd talk.
Turd talk.
That's, by the way, as we said that, Swoosh McDuck put hashtag turd talk.
I love turd talk.
Gotta love some turd talk, boys.
So the turd knife thing that you see, that's a joke, right? Like, no one actually uses a knife.
It depends on your plumbing. I mean, if you're a fort, would you rather cut up a shit or have it get clogged and potentially be a catastrophe?
Would you please tell the listener what the hell you're talking about?
A turd knife?
Turd knife, yeah. I don't think everybody knows what you're talking about.
Someone's been on the internet for the last decade.
Yeah, knows what a turd knife like, is. There's this predatory website, or website's not the right word. This predatory online presence called Fat Kid Deals. And you'll see them sometimes sell turd knives. It's a deal. It's a steal. Yeah. You know,
Enter the code FKDTURD and you get a discount.
Yeah. And I just can't imagine doing your business, however you do it, if you wipe or you bidet or whatever you do, and then you look down in there and you just put your hand in there and start cutting it like it's a Christmas like rump roast or something. Like,
let them cook.
I don't
let
think so.
Well, first no. off, there's no way you're wiping for it. You got to make sure you need to use the knife before anything happens.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, I feel like if you need the knife, you would be like, you want to know what? That one felt pretty girthy and long. Like, that was a Johnny Sins turd. Like, that was...
Wait, who's Johnny Sins?
I don't know who's
an astronaut and a doctor and a fireman and a teacher.
Philanthropist.
He's a philanthropist. Wow. Yeah.
Sounds like he does a lot of things. That's great. Good for him.
Yeah. He's a man of all aspects.
Really? So he handles a lot of jobs, it sounds like.
Real go-getter.
Man of all jobs.
Professional job haver.
Receiver? Job receiver? Can you receive jobs?
I don't know. I just, the whole turd knife thing. Where do you store it?
Yes.
Do you clean it in bleach?
It's a great question.
You put it in a baggie? Because you can't take that thing if you clean it and then put it like up with where your toothbrush and
I think you need one of those like wood blocks that you put like your fillet knives in on the kitchen. You got to have that right next to like the toilet plunger down in the bottom. You just have a little...
The problem is exactly what King's talking about. There is no scenario in which... It's not going to stink. It's not going to like ruin the entire vibe in the bathroom unless you dunk it in bleach like right after you use it. But then where are you going to put it? Like you have to like build some discrete thing that you're going to put it in so people don't like go in there and like know you have a shit cutter.
That needs to be visible. People need to know if you have to use a shit knife. I think you use like what the barbers do with like their combs. You get that big tube of the blue stuff.
The blue bottle.
You just rest it in there.
You get a blue bottle. The blue liquid.
The blue liquid of some kind. Secret. Yeah.
That's just Pert Plus. Hate to break it to you guys. Just Pert Plus.
If that disinfects shit, then I'm on board. Pert Plus. Yes, please. They need to be advertising that.
Doesn't want
that.
You to know it's just Pert Plus.
It's just Pert Plus.
Booble proposing, put it in the Discord, 6 inches and we show our friends. Sounds like a plan.
Discord might take a really weird turn with it.
All right, show me your dick, Booble. Like, let's go.
Oh, I thought we were talking about turds. Yeah. Was that, you know what, guys? I'm safe either way. I'm good. Oh boy. So Ski, before we started, you were saying how much you wanted to show everybody your feet.
I just wanted to show King my foot. That was it. King said he really wanted to see.
He did.
My gross toe.
He did.
So I showed it to him.
So Ski, let me run it by the chat first. Ski's got like. So remember, Ski over the last few weeks has been talking about like the blisters that he's had. He sort of like alluded to them, and like he is interested in showing the group a nasty blister on his big toe. Are we okay with seeing Ski's gross big toe?
Well, it's more of a question too. I'm wanting to know if my toenail is going to fall off or not, or if I'm dying.
Yes, or if he's dying. So you know what? We're going to, I guess the goal of this would be to like crowdsource, ask the group, should Ski go to the ER like tonight?
Like doctor, that's not happening.
So WCP says it can't be worse than an ingrown toenail he had once back in the day. So I think he's on board, I think is what that means.
Is everyone angling to show their feet? Is that what's going on?
It's a weird flex, WCP.
Are we trying to get viewers? Isn't that how you get viewers on this Twitch shit?
See, I'm trying to be slick, and I'm trying to like sneak it in there without being so obvious. But Booble says he is a safe place, and we're all dying to see it. Swoosh McDuck's asking if they're free, and you know what? You're not. This isn't a Patreon situation. Maybe it should be. Right. Maybe it should be. I don't know.
Oh, Patreon.
Put it behind a paywall. I don't know. And then Duck Duck Chef asks if the toenail is black.
Wait.
Why's it got to be black?
Yeah.
African American, please.
That ain't me saying it.
Please.
Hey, Duck Duck Chef, is his toenail eating the dogs? Is it eating
and
the cats? Yeah. Is it eating the pets?
I am dead. I think that's a yes. I think our chat is saying yes. So let's have
it. Well, here the hard part's gonna get stretchy here. I gotta get.
Yeah, you gotta put that 6 to 12 inches out of the way so you can get your foot up.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Show me that toe.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh yeah,
right at the base, and it doesn't feel great.
Yeah.
That is a BBT and a big black toenail. Oh my!
Yeah, we're gonna.
God. Does anyone have prior experience? Like, my toenail's falling off
with
right?
a BBTN? No.
Yeah, with the BB. No, it doesn't. Yeah. I'm good.
Hey, Ski. Tell me where you're gonna put that. Tell me what your plans are for that this evening.
No, we can't go there. That's too much, Braga.
Can we see that again, Ski? Show us
again.
I can't reach my foot up there again. That was too much.
No, he's asking because he forgot to screen cap.
I need to see that BBTN again one more time.
I'll just send you a screen grab directly to you.
Oh, looks so good. Show it to me. It's glistening.
It does have a little sheen to it.
Oh, that sheen.
looks like more of an Estevez to me. Thank you. Let's see. In the chat, Duck Duck Chef says, happened to him when he ran a half marathon. Poking a hole and releasing the pressure will pay dividends and possibly save the nail. He said so.
Do that right now.
Safety
pin. Do that right now.
Safety pin until it's red hot. Poke a hole in the nail to relieve the pressure. On the pot.
Go into your kitchen, grab one ice cube, put it on your toenail for 3 minutes, and then puncture it for our pleasure.
That sounds like the last thing I want to do.
Well, that is, if that's not Twitch.
This guy hates content. This guy hates content.
That's peak tent, Ski. What are we doing here, man?
Seriously.
I mean, that sounds purely Patreon right there.
Puncturing the nail. Yes. Come on.
That's at least a $7.99 a month subscription-based viewing right there.
Do you guys, and even the people in the chat, do you guys think you have nice toenails?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Or toes? I don't know.
No. You guys know I run, and no, my feet are blistered a little bit, like sort of beat calloused a little bit, beat up. Like, they're not in good shape. I try every like couple months to sort of clean them up. Also, I'm a diabetic, so like I have to eventually, or they're gonna fall off. If I get like sores and shit, I literally, I'll go in and once a year I'll take my shoes off and the doctor will like check them out to make sure I still have feeling in all the places. And so like if I don't take care of them, like there is a chance that I lose them at some point. But no, they're not in good shape. I try to like do the thing with the file or whatever. File, is that the right word? What's that, the nail file thing?
That's what they're called, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then clean them up like once a month, maybe. Yeah.
I'm on the same. I just think feet are gross on anyone.
I agree. I'm not a foot guy either. I don't understand foot fetishes whatsoever. Like, feet are gross.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a foot guy either.
I mean.
Ski, I'm sorry. Your feet are an exception. I am fully torqued right now.
When you guys take a shower on a Wednesday in June, noon, do you wash between your toes with soap every single time?
Ooh. Not every time. Nope.
I take a loofah to it. I'm not sure if it gets between the dregs.
Or whatever.
Oh, every shower my feet get washed.
Yeah, me too. I'm an every shower feet washer person.
Nice.
Well, here's brought this up. I forgot who I was talking with about. When you go in the shower and you start showering, I start top to bottom, right? First thing I do is wash my hair up here, and then I go body, soap, clean, down. End with, you know, finish off the junk in the back trunk.
Generally masturbate first start from top down to wash the sins away. Right. I've been married for a while. You know what I mean?
No, I get it. Yeah. No, I do what Ski does.
But then I go top down.
I still use shampoo. Like, I have no hair. I still use shampoo. It's such like a habit thing. For me, it's
how much money could you be saving by cutting out shampoo?
What kind of shampoo do you use?
The Fructis shampoo and conditioner combo, 2-in-1 thing.
I had you as an herbal essence guy.
Well, that's what happens when you judge people.
I bet. Sorry.
You know what assuming does? Makes an ass out of you and me. Nice job. Shampoo and then body wash. You guys body wash, guys?
I'm a body wash guy.
I am.
Like I said, I masturbate first, of course.
God.
What are you talking about?
Otherwise, it gets all caked up, and it's a bad news.
Take my bar of Dove.
Your Irish Spring.
Irish Spring? Yo, that would burn, man.
Yo, is there anything more like being in your early 20s than Irish Spring?
Irish Spring.
Whoa.
When you guys use a bar of soap, right?
I don't.
And there's, hey, so the last time you did.
Sure.
And you had like this much left. Did you throw it in the trash or just throw it on the little grate in the shower and be like, yeah, the water will get rid of it.
It'll dissolve.
It'll dissolve.
Yeah, it's like an aromatic, right, at that point.
So we're all dissolvers at some point.
You can also do what Mark Mangino does and just mash that into the fucking grate to get it down.
What? Huh?
We've already talked about the man genius.
Yeah,
what he
Yeah, he pooped in the shower
and put on toilets, and he just mashed it down with his foot down the drain.
Right.
Speaking of Mark Mangino, and I cannot believe that turn came around of him poop smashing.
Yep.
Mark Mangino, big lib. Some on Twitter. Yeah, really not a fan of Trump. I was very surprised, and I'm just doing optics. College football coach that looks like a tangerine.
Sure.
Literally. Yeah, big lib. Look like a flaming lib.
Where is the man genius up to now?
Nowhere, because he was very abusive, they found out, as Kansas coach. So, but he, if, again, cancel culture. If he didn't weigh 350 pounds, if he just weighed 250, I've said this before, he would have been employed, even though he was in a mean, abusive coach at Kansas. He would have a job because he got Kansas and Todd Reesing to an Orange Bowl.
I, like, legitimately, like, I thought you might have been talking about somebody else for a minute because I cannot believe he's still alive. Like, I promise I don't mean that.
He's alive.
Like a,
Yeah, he's a big dude. He's a very big man.
Is he a Bernie bro?
He might
AOC
be.
Guy? Like, AOC guy? Yeah.
He might be. Yeah, he really I was made aware of this on like Tuesday and did some my own research, Doc. And I scrolled through his Twitter. Guys, real he's a real lib. Weird. Just didn't expect it.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, if you ask me if Mark Mangino was a lib or MAGA, I would obviously say MAGA.
MAGA all day,
100%. No.
Huh.
Yeah.
Probably a big fan of that universal health care that is keeping him alive, I guess. You know?
He did Kansas, so he's got the KU medical school, you know. It's right there. He's fine.
Pretty good. All right, so I got a couple things from the chat here. Follow up with Duck Duck Chef when he poked his nail with the red hot thing, blood shot in his face. So maybe don't do that.
Hell yeah!
I don't know. Yeah,
nah, that's great.
He said the relief was orgasmic. So, which by the way, our mod WCP had to permit the term orgasmic in our chat. It asked if it was okay. Man. Which is funny to me, considering what we've talked about. Booble, feet are gross. Long Rod Von Hugendong, feet are gross.
This guy with his stupid name. Why is this long? Can he explain his name? Long Rod Von Hugendong. It's too much.
Long Rod Von Hugendong. So he's got to be at least four and a half, right? Like. That's what that means, right?
He's just Norwegian, right? Isn't that what that means?
Longrod von Hugendong.
According to Booble, he's got to show us.
Very nice.
He's got to show us.
Well, no, that's over
put
six.
Put in the chat.
That's over six. So.
He says he's a long rod. He's touching five.
Beard care. WCP brings up beard care in the shower.
Uh-huh.
Do you do that? Do you have like beard shampoo stuff?
Yeah. Well, so I
want to start thinking about that. I don't know.
I do the thing every year where for like 3 or 4 months, this year will be four, I just grow my beard long before I shave it off. And yeah, I do beard care. I have some soap and some beard oil and all that stuff. And then I'll shave off some stupid shit like a Hitler mustache in 2 weeks and it'll be fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like...
Get right in there. Your beard is more lush than Ski and I for sure. So you, I
no
I can
way,
see you
not a chance.
Yeah,
Nah. Yeah. It's just longer.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's in good shape, man.
Is it 6 inches?
Got a good beard.
Is it 6 inches? That's a
yeah. Pick a metric, pick man. Pick or it didn't happen. Yeah. Put it in the Discord.
Let's see your dicks.
He said the name's from an episode of Family Guy. So there you go. Now we know. Hey, guys. We're about 20, 25 minutes in. Welcome to the podcast. Alex Kingski, tweet at us. You see the handles on the cover of the podcast if you would like.
What are you doing?
Twitch is where we do the podcast live every Thursday, essentially every Thursday. So find us on Twitch, the Sports Brewery and all the things, TSB Pod. I put stuff on YouTube as well, so whatever. Follow us on all the stuff. Real quick. Movie podcast we do every Sunday. Watch a movie, listen to us talk about it. This week's movie is Time Cop. It is on Prime Video, so watch Time Cop with Jean-Claude Van Damme and listen to us talk about it. Widely regarded as his best movie, where he is the lead.
It was his highest grossing movie.
It was, yes. So watch it. Listen to us talk about it. We've done.
Do not watch it.
We've done Bloodsport.
Yes, watch it.
Second Van Damme as a lead movie we've done for the pod. So Time Cop. It's your fucking movie, by the way, listener. So
yes. Yeah. Yeah. So on Sunday when we do this review of Time Cop, I'll have some words for it. Yes. Tonight I won't.
No, save them. Save it.
Yeah,
save it.
Sunday.
Save it. Swoosh McDuck says his Apple ID is Carlos Spicy Wiener. It's a good name.
It's not bad. I hope he gets locked out sometime. Like, what's your name?
Yeah, let's go talk to one of the geniuses over there.
Call into Apple Care. Yeah. all right. So Big Ten basketball tournament is happening right now. We are recording this on Thursday night. Purdue just beat USC 76-71. Earlier today, when we were recording this, Oregon beat Indiana. You know you make me wanna kick my
heels up. Where's Joker and the Thief?
Give me a Dana.
Oh, whoa, well, James.
Well, James, I feel that way. I mean,
James.
So Oregon beats Indiana today. I said it in the Discord, Sports Brewery in Discord. If you would like to join the Discord, ask us for an invitation, whatever, just find it. I was saying, because he was interviewed a few times, now that it's March, we're going to see a lot more of Dana Altman talking. That dude's affable, you know? Like, we have always known Dana Altman as sort of a crotchety old man. Doesn't smile, doesn't have a sense of humor. He was like a nice, jovial guy today in those interviews. I think it helps that they won, but he's like, yeah, you know.
Is he a mall Santa? Like, what are you doing there?
Yeah. Jolly old Dana Altman.
I will say, like, last week or maybe the week before, I saw I watched it, a 20-minute clip of him on Duck Insider, which...
That's a thing.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
That's Joey
talking
Mack.
Talking for like 20... Yeah, Joey Mack talking for like 20 straight minutes. And I was like, oh, he can be a human. He's not always a reptile.
Real quick. He was on as a guest... Like Joey Mack.
Yeah, for 20 straight minutes.
Joey Mack was interviewing him as
Yeah, Duck Insider. Yeah, he was sitting on a couch or on a chair and just be like, we didn't defend. That's my problem.
We all know the concept of the white whale. When I worked in radio as a producer and like booker and all of those things, there was one guy I could never get on that show, and it was fucking Dana Altman. on the sports live sports radio show in Eugene, Oregon, we would get stonewalled by Dana Altman every single time we asked, to the point where we just stopped asking. And we,
Alex,
we would get an assistant. Hey, you want to do a regular segment with Kevin McKenna? Yeah, sure, I guess. Like, yeah, because nobody wants to hear from the head coach. Sure, all right, whatever.
He's got 3-man weaves to run, man. He ain't got time.
Yeah,
for
he's
got
to teach people to bend their knees and Wait, no, that's somebody else.
I have heard Ernie was not hard to get a hold of to be on the radio.
No, yeah. Booble saying it in the chat. Kelly Graves interviews were always great. Kelly Graves, an actual affable guy. And really,
he also has a program to promote, and he had the players to promote it at the time, especially when he did. But yeah, King, I think the only time I've ever heard Dana talk is like post game radio, and he's talking for 3 minutes about how the Ducks were shitty for the most part.
Oh yeah, they could beat his interviews, whether they lose at home to, you know, Northwestern, which they didn't, but I'm just picking, or beat Lonzo Ball in UCLA. It's like,
too many turnovers.
We didn't defend. That's all.
That run really didn't like it very much, James. Yeah.
That's all me, James. We'll get him there.
He does do the aw shucks thing, doesn't he? He still does that.
Oh my god, he's such a sandbagger, and like in interviews,
shakes his head. You know,
they're tired of hearing my voice. Yeah,
boy, that's like a rebound. Altman Alex Jones crossover you were just doing there.
It's pretty close.
We need the more. It's not.
I haven't heard him though. What's is Ozempic Alex Jones? Does he sound different now, or is he like he looks weird now being skinny?
He does look weird. Yeah, he's way too skinny. Ozempic is crazy. It's amazing that the water was turning the frogs gay, and now Alex Jones is big on Ozempic. Like, just, you know,
I thought Fauci and Johnson and Johnson are the devils. Yet
that pharmaceutical is a little different than this one.
He definitely got vaccinated, and he's definitely taking Ozempic. So,
it's Mounjaro. Mounjaro.
San Diego. Oh, by the way, we all know I went to Mexico, and I sort of put
it. Yeah, you won't stop talking about it. Jeez.
I've used up all of my vacation days. And we're in fucking March. But like I brought that up in the chat too. It was like, hey, what illegal drugs or what illicit drugs should I buy while I'm here that I should take back? And somebody mentioned, I think it was Duck Duck Chef, that I should get Ozempic. And I was like, oh, that's a really good idea, I think. But having gone into a pharmacy down there, it's actually more difficult than you would imagine to just buy the things. It's weird because they advertise them. Like, there are pharmacies all over the place, and they have like stickers on the window. Get Xanax, get blah, 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 get blah, blah, blah. There's a huge sign that said HGH with like a guy with big arms, like, get your HGH here. But you have to, like, you go in and you're like, okay, well, can I get this? And they're like, well, you have to have a prescription.
They have a doctor attached to it that just like signs off on shit?
The fuck,
and like the old weeds, the old pharmaceutical, you know,
that's what
legal
I thought.
Weed you had to buy. Yeah.
I thought that was the whole point. Like, that, what are we doing here? Like,
it's Mexico, man. Just give us the fucking drug, cheaper drugs.
What are we doing, guys? Like, I will give you money, American.
Did you actually go up and ask for any sort of a drug?
Yes. A specific one. I will.
Did
not
you
say
ask
the
in
one.
English or Spanish?
English.
In Espanol.
Yeah.
How cheap is their insulin there?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. I didn't ask. I should have. I got a prescription for that. You want to come on? I'll buy a year's worth. That shit, I put it in the freezer. That'll last a long time. Actually, you're not supposed to freeze it, but whatever.
Who says? Fauci, he's a liar.
Yeah. Doctors, yeah. Booble says they thought I was a cop.
He's a cop.
He's a fucking cop.
He's a fucking cop.
La policia. Fucking la policia. Pinche pendejo. La policia. Donde está Sildenafil, says Swoosh McDuck.
But back yes. to, I'll bring this, I'll bring back it back. To Dana. Back, to,
back
the duck.
To Dana. Yeah. I forget why.
Back to Ducks. But Laura, Ducks won today. Indiana stinks. They couldn't make a shot.
Yeah.
But if you looking at the bracket right now.
So they play Michigan State tomorrow. Tomorrow, which is Friday the 14th.
Yes. If they could get by Izzo, they're going to be playing the winner of like Wisconsin and UCLA. They got a real shot if they get by Michigan State to get to the finals. And they could easily beat any of the other teams remaining.
Okay. I'm going to bring up your football question.
Yep.
Do you want them to win the Big Ten tournament? They are a lock, at least 5 seed right now. Does it matter? Like I personally am like, get a ring, get a trophy when you can get one. Always.
Soccer guy over here.
Yeah. get your participation trophy over there.
Win the afternoon trophy. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, man?
The afternoon trophy. Is that what we're calling the Big Ten conference?
I'm just saying, soccer, man, makes up everything.
No. See,
you're playing in the competitive league championship.
No, see, the difference was football. We pretty much knew the seedings. The NCAA, basketball bracket is so volatile these next 3 days. You can't play for it.
Hang on, Ski. We can hear your entire conversations, right?
Like, show me the link. That provocative. I'm sorry.
I'm just letting you know everything that's happening. Okay. All right. Cool. It's a room mic. It picks up everything. So just so you know. Okay. Sorry, Ski.
I know.
Go for it.
Yeah, you could probably peg me later.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, whoa.
How many inches?
Hey, what?
Yeah.
15?
Yeah.
15! Oh. Take a picture of it. Put it in Discord. Come on. Take a picture of all of it. Put it in the Discord. Ski, sorry, you were saying?
I'm just saying that you're wrong.
Okay,
Football, we knew what the bracket was going to be, so the Ducks not winning, we knew who they would play. March Madness is too volatile going in. You can't really play for matchups like you could for football. So, yeah, why the fuck? Stick it to the Big Ten scrubs, because Big Ten stinks. They always stink in the tournament. Fuck Purdue. Fuck Michigan State. Go win it. Fuck it. Why not?
Go win it.
I feel like Purdue has made the Final Four like 3 straight years and the title game last year.
Because they had a big cheater named Zach Edey who they never called fouls on.
I don't know why you're not banging the drums for B-I-G, B-I-G, B-I-G. We're a Big Ten podcast.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know, it's different. It's different than football. I hate more teams in Big Ten basketball than I did in Big Ten football.
Who do you hate?
For almost all of them. Illinois, Indiana, Purdue, not Northwestern. Hate Ohio State. Hate Sparty. Hate Michigan. That's a lot of them.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And that doesn't even mention
Wisconsin. Hate Wisconsin.
Doesn't even mention the Pac-12 teams that...
I don't hate them.
Washington
basketball. They're nothing. I can't hate them for being shitty.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't hate UCLA either. Yeah. Yeah, all right. Well, go get a trophy. And by the way, like, I think more in basketball, like if you can catch a heater and get on a run in the conference tournament, that can sustain into the NCAA tournament. It has happened with Oregon many times recently. So, yeah, I'm with you.
And this is the one team I think needs it too. This team right now, this collective of a team, needs that momentum because, God, they are a tough fucking watch.
Yeah,
they are a tough watch. And if they're down on themselves, at all, they could get bounced in the first round.
I think Angel and Barthelemy, like, shooting the way they did against Indiana was what you're saying. I think that was a big deal because it can't just be Shellstad and Biddle in the tournament.
Well, as a kid, you need two guys need to have good games.
Yeah.
Biddle, Shellstad, Biddle, Bamba, you know,
yeah.
Two need to go off somewhere.
And expecting it to be Shellstad and Biddle every game is not realistic. Yeah. Like, Shellstad is going to have a bad game. Maybe more than one. Yes. Biddle, like, I feel like Biddle can have a really good game every single time he plays. Sometimes he's just not needed to, if that makes sense. Like, but I feel like if he wants to, he can just get like 20 and 12 every game.
He could try. He just needs to be solid. Like, he can't have a bad game. He could do an average game, and they could still find a way to win. But yeah, like you said, this is one of those things, like these tournaments like this, where like Bartholomew's the kind of guy that could catch a heater.
Yeah,
Angel's not. Bamba, I hope not. I hope he doesn't shoot that many to catch a heater. So you need that other guy to go with him. And if, you know, winning this tournament, you know, pops up some of these guys, their egos gets a little going. Yeah. Go win it. Yeah,
give me one. Just give me one other guy. That's all I need.
Yeah. I will say, and whatever, it's because they joined a league 2,500 miles away. 9 a.m. starts with this stuff. Mm. Nah, not great.
Like, we should be watching a Pac-12 game that just is tipping off now.
Yeah,
the final game of the night, right?
Yeah,
now.
Good point. Cal and Wazoo should be tipping off right now.
Yes.
Yeah, so we can definitely not watch it under no circumstances.
I'd watch it. Bill Walton was usually on the night, you know, the night rounds.
That's fair.
There's implications right now. Who wins? Because you might have to face that team. So yeah.
Oh. Love a good game with implications.
There's implications. This ain't the 30 regular season games where nothing really.
You know, not a lot of implications. Yeah, with Stephen F. Austin came to town.
Yeah,
no implications.
You can lose that and 9 others and be good.
Oh, when Cal and Wazoo would face off in the first round, because that was a bracket buster potentially down the road.
Yeah,
you just gotta throw out the record.
People should be tipping their caps to the Ducks because Indiana was that bubble team. They were like first four in. Now those motherfuckers are gonzo.
They had a lot to play for today.
Yes,
yeah,
they did.
Yeah. Oregon, to their credit too, like withstood because they took that good, like their run to end the first half was great. And then gave it up immediately in the second half, but then came right back and got it back and then just sustained the rest of the way. Like, yeah, credit where it's due, man. Like, they stepped up and had guys step up who needed to. So, got to keep
Career
it rolling.
Night, Brandon Angel.
Got to keep it rolling. Yeah. If Brandon Angel's hitting threes, like, he hit two in a row, it's like, okay, shit. Yeah. Oh. Like, you're going to win. Like, you're going to win. All right. Should we do a TSB bracket challenge? Moderate.
Someone said something.
Mods. WCP, yes. Get on that. Yeah, that sounds like a job for WCP.
By the way,
join our Discord and you can take part in that when WCP creates it. There you go.
I know this isn't sports.
Sports.
I know you did ski. Alex, did you watch the first episode of Righteous Gemstones? Nope. Is that how they're?
Yeah, no. It was the first episode.
Uh-uh.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. It was it's a one-off episode. It's not
the Bradley Cooper or something, isn't it? Right? Yeah.
Do you watch the Righteous Gemstones, Alex?
I do not. Mm-mm. I know.
Guy doesn't.
I know.
Cinema, man.
I know. No, I know. I think I will.
What do you
I will
consume
when it's done
outside of hentai porn?
What else is there?
And 49ers football.
I don't. Yeah.
Kind of the same thing.
Will
at
not.
This point.
Will not be. will not Niners be watching 49ers football this year. I can tell you that.
You
much.
Don't watch the Righteous Gemstones.
No. What do you want from me? I don't watch a TV show. I'm sorry.
I just want you to be up to date with pop culture. That's
okay.
All.
Okay.
That's it.
I know of the Righteous Gemstones. I like people in the Righteous Gemstones. I just haven't watched it yet. I'm gonna.
No, you're not.
I will.
You're not.
When it's
started
over
during the pandemic, you never. You're not watching. If you didn't watch it during the pandemic, you're not watching.
I started watching. I tried to start watching White Lotus. Did not care.
That's
for
a.
It.
That's yeah. a tough.
Did not care for it, so I stopped. Yeah. Hey, I'm trying. Yeah. I'm trying.
You tried that, but you wouldn't start Righteous Gemstones, which instantly jumps you in and gets you in. That's...
I know it's good. I know it's going to be good, and I will enjoy it. I'm just waiting until it's all done, and then I'll watch it.
Mom said, "Don't do it. I did it anyway." Misbehaving. I mean,
that sounds like Edie Walton
Goggins.
Is that Walton is it Goggins? Oh, okay, I was gonna say. Yeah,
great.
Again.
Oh my God. Okay, well, what's a real wet fish thrown in my lap?
I'm a big Tim.
Hey,
I'm a big Tim Baltz guy, for real. I love Tim Baltz.
Let's do a pop culture talk. Oh, the guy leading the chat just never watched this popular show. All right, okay.
Ask him about issue like 73 of Batman Punches Minorities, and he'll tell you all about it.
Yeah. Oh, we're just gonna act like Batman doesn't fight for justice. Okay, all right.
Well,
cool.
He finds a lot of justice in minorities. And
how's the new Harley Quinn show on WB doing? Okay, and Warrior Speed.
It's on Max. First of all, and you know it's on Max. So I caught up on Shorzy recently. So I'm caught up on that.
Have you watched the Penguin? Have you watched the Penguin?
Oh yeah, that's great.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. That's great.
Obviously, what are you even asking me? It's a Batman show. It's a Batman show. What are you talking about?
Ski, have you watched any of it?
Hey, I watched it. Yeah. I was like, yeah. They mentioned the Riddler in passing in that show. So that's
Milioti,
close enough.
Milioti's fantastic. She is so good in that show. Yeah.
You sound like, oh God, what's his name? The announcer calling Mario in his first game.
Mario Ta.
Yeah.
Miliotti over here. Good show.
Yeah, good show.
All right, so why did you bring up Righteous Gemstones?
I was just seeing if you...
You were just asking if I watched it?
Conversation here, my friend.
Yeah, man. This is what humans do.
Well, like, what's your take on it? Do you want to say about it?
Well, people are mad that it was an origin story. Oh. It gets weird because it was great 38 minutes. That's it.
Yeah, people just mad for no reason. Just mad to be mad.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. People hate the one-off like backstory episodes of series. Usually they're the best ones too, but God, do people hate them.
I don't believe Bradley Cooper that he was unfamiliar with the show as he says he was.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Never seen it. Didn't know what it was about. No, liar. Okay. Sounded just like Danny McBride. He knew the cadence and everything. Liar.
Absolute bullshit.
You're a liar, Bradley Cooper. Yeah. And Eagles suck. Okay. Not last year, but
yeah, no, their fans suck, and you're one of those. So how about that?
Generally, yeah, eat shit.
How about that?
The Link fucking sucks. Fuck the Link.
You lost Darius Slay in free agency, Bradley Cooper.
Yeah,
eat shit,
dickhead.
Dick. Joel Embiid stinks.
Boy, I cannot talk about NFL teams right now. It is a wild time to be a 49ers fan right now. Like. I'm like doing backflips trying to fucking like rationalize everything. like so I do get it. Like, I understand why they're doing the things they're doing, which, you know, trading Debo, releasing Juszczyk, like, everybody. Like, Charvarius
Ward. Elijah Mitchell.
Elijah Mitchell. 700 yards and 8 touchdowns for the Chiefs.
Hey, he had almost 1,000 yards 3 years ago, sir.
He did. Sir. He did.
I can't, but I think a third of them were in, like, one game.
Yeah, probably.
I really think he rushed for, like, 250 in a Monday night game.
I think he did.
Dre Greenlaw, Hufanga, like, just...
I mean, do you accept this all to pay a mediocre quarterback?
Yeah, so...
Is this worth paying Purdy, I guess, is the question.
So that's the thing. Like, I think that's the prevailing notion, right? Is they're doing this to open up cap space to be able to afford Purdy. And I don't think they had to do this. Like, because they have a track record, like, when they sign these big guys, like, when they extended McCaffrey, like, you know, extended Kittle and Warner and all this stuff, like, they figure out ways to move money around to, like, give extra, like, move salary to bonus, like, do all this stuff. So they really don't hit the salary cap that year very hard. And so, like, I don't know that they really needed to drop all of these salaries to be able to afford Purdy. So I truly think it's them being like, how much, like, especially looking at last year when they sucked and had a lot of injuries, it's like, okay, what value do you bring and how much are we going to have to pay you to play this year? Are you worth it? Clearly, Debo's not worth his salary. Dre Greenlaw's coming off an Achilles. Hufanga, when he was healthy last year, like, fell the fuck off, like, just wasn't very good and essentially was benched. I mean, you go down the line and it's like Juszczyk, do we really want to pay like $10 million for a fullback who doesn't really do a hell of a lot? He's like a really good locker room guy, but he's like going into his 10th year. Like, no. So how much value do you bring versus how much we're going to pay you? We'll draft somebody.
Again, goes back to my question. Is that worth it for Purdy? Because, I mean, like I said, I it has to all be for that. And you do know that some other team would be really stupid and offer him the most money.
Yes.
So you kind of have to do it if you want to keep him. But, yeah, I don't know if he's worth it. I don't think there are that many quarterbacks that are worth it.
Yeah,
like Geno Smith, like, what the fuck, like, just if you see Purdy at that, it's like, how are teams that desperate for quarterbacks that you pay Geno Smith and you're going to pay Purdy something crazy as well?
Yes, I mean,
yes,
but they're not great. See, I get
they're
it
not,
with
they're not I get it great
with the elite quarterbacks though. That's the elite quarterbacks make sense. Josh Allen's, Lamar's, Mahomes. Yes, you pay them everything, but. I guess teams get so scared about not having a competent enough QB that you're stuck. You're pretty much fucked. You have to pay a mediocre, talented quarterback. I guess is
you either hit in the draft or you overpay a guy who's probably not worth it. Like you either get Mahomes, you know, you get Josh Allen in the draft, you know, you get Lamar Jackson. You either draft these elite high level quarterbacks and then probably overpay them to keep them, but it's worth it because they're an elite quarterback, or you have a mid level guy and you're forced to pay him that high level money because they know you're desperate and their fucking agents know you're desperate, and the market continually goes up from year to year. So he's going to be the highest paid player like Purdy is, but that's only going to last a season. And it's only going to last
a couple weeks if someone else is a contract up at the same time.
Defensive end, like elite defensive end gets an extension. He's the highest paid player in the NFL again. You know, like
it's the hard question of, I guess it depends how you see the rest of the team. Do you blow up a good team as a whole for that one guy?
Yeah. Because they still do have a good team. Like,
yeah.
they still have Kittle. They still have Trent Williams. They still have, you know, like, Ayuk is good. They still have Warner and Bosa. They, you know, like, they just extended Lenore. And by the way, like, I know we have homerism because he was a Duck, but D'Amador Lenore is a really good NFL player. And so, you know, they still have good players.
Duck players got paid here in the last 5 days or so.
You know, the one that hurt me was letting Aaron Banks go, like their guard, because Aaron Banks is good and he's coming into his second contract. And the fact that they like didn't really feel like a elite might not be the right word, but like a really high level guard is worth it is kind of like, okay, well, what is worth it? You know, like
Brock Purdy,
I guess. I guess.
See, this is the one good thing about King as a Chiefs fan is this: you don't have to worry about it. It's just Mahomes. He gets all this money, and then you deal with everything else around that. Like right now with the Colts, they don't know who their quarterback is. You know Purdy, but you're stuck with Purdy.
The Colts.
Who did they just get? Daniel Jones? Did they get Daniel Jones?
Danny
Dimes. That's right. All right, Colts.
Not a lot of money, though, at least. Hey, not a lot of money.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that in 2028, Trevor Lawrence is owed $79 million?
Shit like that happens when you're forced to pay media.
At some point, it's going to happen to Kansas City, too. And Mahomes is going to have, like, an $84 million year because
he
keeps on restructuring and restructuring.
But again, Mahomes, good.
It's all right. It's fine.
Possibly worth that insane thing. But yeah, it's being a GM in football is tough. Because God,
correct.
You get buried for that Lawrence deal. I mean, Lawrence is like probably the epitome of average. And for him to get that much money. But you had to, because who else were you going to? C.J. Beathard? Is that who their other option was back then with they had Trevor Lawrence? Good luck.
Trevor Lawrence is funny because was it two years ago? If the Chargers don't blow like a 29-0 second quarter lead and they just win 37-29 and the Jags make it close. Are we really rushing to pay Trevor Lawrence? Are we? I don't know about that one, Jim.
If your quarterback makes the playoffs, you are almost stuck having to pay them a bunch of money.
It's terrible. Yeah.
Maybe that was the Chargers' plan all along. Get them suckered in to having and owing him a bunch of money for a lot of years.
There are always teams that will pay a quarterback too much money based on one game or like a series like of two or three games. There's always a team out there. It is wild.
Well, you guys, Chiefs just signed, was it Gardner Minshew? That who's backing up?
Yeah,
there's a guy that got paid for having a couple good games.
Oh, you saw who the Niners signed as Purdy's backup, right?
So who'd they grab?
Mac Jones.
Oh, Mac Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Except baby. For he hasn't done anything good ever.
Sure hasn't.
He made the Pro Bowl as a rookie.
How many guys sat out the Pro Bowl for him to become a Pro Bowler?
He was QB8, but we're not talking about that. Exactly.
There was a large swath of the 49ers fan base that wanted them to draft Mac Jones with the third pick.
Mac Jones.
He might have been better than Trey Lance. I don't know.
Trey Lance.
I think that's safe to say.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, Trey Lance, not a Pro Bowler. Pro Bowler.
Yep. Elite.
And again, he did the gritty in the Pro Bowl.
He sure did. He's
basically a two-time Pro Bowler.
All right, we got anything else? Want to hop to our list? Okay, let's do our list.
Hop to conclusions here.
Office Space reference?
It was.
We're going to hop to a conclusion. $1 million. All right, I'm trying to find who gave us the list. I forget. But it is based on the movie we're watching for the our movie podcast on Sunday. It is Time Cop.
Yes. Don't watch it.
Definitely watch it.
Definitely watch it, he says. And it is top three cop movies. So top three movies.
He's a fuck up.
Top three movies with cops. Who wants to start? I got a bunch of honorable mentions for this too.
I have nine down that I have to whittle off
for real. The
three. Weirdly, for real. All my top three cop movies have Dropkick Murphys.
Shocker.
Very weird.
Which Boston fucking cop movie are you starting off with in King?
Fucking cop.
No, I only got one. I only got one Boston cop.
All right, you want to start?
Me?
So it is.
Yeah, I'll start.
Our list comes from Fender and Discord, by the way. Top three cop movies.
My number three cop movie. Heat.
It's a good cop
That's
movie.
That's on my list. That is on my
good
list.
Good cop movie. Is it on your like list, or is it on your list that you got to whittle down from?
It's on my list I whittle down from. Okay. So it's not making my top
so
three.
So it's honorable mention. Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, my number three is Point Break.
Utah.
Yeah.
Give me two.
Ohio State. Ohio State.
Fire con Dios.
Ohio State legend, Johnny Utah.
Utah.
Left-handed quarterback? Come on, man. What are we talking about? Tony Graziani? He's a surfing. Tony Graziani is what he is.
Busey pre-motorcycle and cocaine was a good
movie
actor.
It's so good. And like little Red Hot Chili Peppers for you in that bad boy too. I mean,
RCP. So time specific. It's great.
We got peak Lori Petty in that movie. God, it's good. All right. That's my three.
All right. My number three that I whittled down to, I am going to go with Hot Fuzz.
I love it.
I needed a good, because I broke it down to what movie would I want to watch. I put my nine movies up. Which ones would I want to watch now? And Hot Fuzz was one of them.
Is that Simon Pegg?
Simon Pegg, yeah. And Nick Frost.
Nick Frost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Brits.
It is British.
It is British.
They do make fun of British people, so it's pretty good.
It's the second movie in the Cornetto trilogy. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm also a big fan of that movie. I've seen it probably a dozen times. It's not on my list, though. It's on my honorable mention. Okay, threes from the chat. WCP says Copland.
On the list.
Duck Duck
Stallone.
Chef.
Stallone.
What's that?
Stallone.
Yeah, Stallone. Yeah. Duck Duck Chef says the Rush Hour series. I'll give him that.
Oh, you. No, boo.
Boo, what do you mean boo?
Boo you.
I think he's talking about, I think they made a Rush Hour TV series, if that's what he's talking about.
I don't think that's what he's talking about.
Talking about the Rush Hour actual movies. All right, then that's different.
Feel free to clarify, Duck Duck Chef, about the movies. I assume you're talking about the movies.
All
right. Swoosh McDuck, Cop and a Half.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Bangers. He does.
I love. We're missing movies now. We're on the poster. There's the name, whether it's the cop or like the predator or the dog. And then there's something in crayon that just says the half. There's just right the half on there. It's great.
That's very, look who's talking to.
Oh, man, yeah.
T-O-O.
Where they bought the dog.
Bob,
the animal
I get around. That was my introduction to the Beach Boys.
Yep.
I get around. What is that? Oh, it's sperm. Oh, that was weird.
Someone fucking raw dog is how they
yeah.
open the movie.
God, is it really?
That was my first sex talk on a flight to Hawaii, watching Look Who's Talking with my parents. Like, what is that?
Is it really that big? Man.
That's cum, son. I can't even do division. Tell me about cum.
It's ejaculate, son.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, all right. Let's see. Booble says Inside Man. Yep.
Speaking of cum.
And then WCP, thank you. I was going to do this too. Fender's list, his number three is Police Academy 6.
Oh, speaking of Fender, I hope he's fucking asleep listening to this.
Yeah.
Sleep on that, bitch.
Yeah. It's Police Academy 6.
I always listen to your podcast while falling asleep. Damn air horn. Not a compliment, dick.
Police Academy 6, is that Mission to Moscow?
I don't know. One of us is going to have to Google that.
It might be.
No. Duck Duck Chef did say it's the movie series. He didn't even know there was a show, which actually
I didn't either.
Who's in it?
I can't remember. I don't.
Okay.
Could have just been in production and they never actually made it, but I remember reading about it.
Okay. King, you're number two.
No Country for Old Men.
Goddamn great movie. It's a goddamn great movie.
Maybe you've heard of it.
Like, who's the cop? Is it Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Sheriff.
It's kind of a cop movie, right? Like, yeah, okay.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, no, it's cop adjacent. I'm with you.
Oh, you kindergarten know? Cop. Is that better?
Yeah, that is.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, yes, it is.
A bunch of fucking critics up in
no,
here.
No, I'm not Jeez. Criticizing. I'm saying I'm just like, it works. It works.
It's not your list. It's my list.
You're right.
My list can be whatever I want.
You're absolutely right. And I apologize for judging you and questioning your judgment.
Did you ever call Kamala a cop, by the way?
Co-op.
Co-op.
Fucking co-op. Well,
Kamala's a fucking co-op.
Kamala.
And vote for
Kamala. Fucking co-op. My number two is The Raid. It's essentially Judge Dredd, but like...
Not cool.
But not cool. The Raid is cool as shit. Like, watch The Raid. It's awesome. They're like these... It's a group of cops going to... get a criminal boss who's at the top of a like apartment complex. And so they have to go from floor to floor to get up to him. It's, by the way, literally Judge Dredd. But like they have to go, but they have to like fight guys along the way. And there's like, it's insane action. It's really great. The Raid 2 is also great.
Fucking Tom Homan over here. Just loving raids. I love unexpected raids up here. Yeah, jeez. Borders are
build
that Alex wall. Over here. Yeah.
Build that wall.
I love raids. Yeah.
By the way,
surprising.
Very, very easy to get into both Mexico and the United States from Mexico currently. Like, very easy. Like, getting onto my plane, like through security, onto my plane. From Mexico to the United States took a total of 15 minutes. Like, not kidding. Like, bags through a thing. Like,
you're not at the border. Not trying to.
By the way,
didn't care.
Did you go by yourself?
No, I went there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Wasn't sure if that was just like a 5-day solo. Like,
no. That's a fun idea though. Like,
catch a donkey show. I mean,
I just don't think I could do 5 days solo anywhere, even in my house. I think it would, my inner monologue would, I'd be doing weird shit where I'm all of a sudden, you know, looking at the Ruger going, I don't, maybe.
like
Lynn might taste okay, voice in my head. Like, it's been 6 days. I don't know.
Like the gif of the guy who's like drinking the bleach and drinking the Windex.
Yeah. Huh?
That guy, yeah. All right, what's your two, Ski?
All right, my number two, surprisingly, I do not have Judge Dredd in my top three. Honorable mention, though. It's so good. My number two, I'm going Demolition Man. Stallone, Snipes, Dan Cortez, fantastic.
Sorry.
We, by the way, we watched that... for the podcast. So if it's in the archives, if you would like to hear our thoughts on Demolition Man. Good movie. That movie's just a good time, you know? Like, it's just
young Sandy Bullock, everything's great about
it. It's just fun to watch. In a lot of ways.
See some Stallone ass and some Stallone balls also. I mean, what more do you need?
Speaking of which, by the way, Time Cop, you see Van Damme in all his glory. If you're into that sort of thing. If you're in to Jean-Claude Van Damme and would like to see his butthole, you can see that in Time Cop. So it's there. Takes all kinds in this world, King. I see your judgmental face, but I'm just
no. I mean, like, you know? I'm someone who created a bot account on Twitter that told Sarah Jean Underwood show hole, so I can't really criticize us for the Jean Claude hole. But yeah, I'll save my opinions for that movie until Sunday.
Sarah Jean Underwood.
Jesus. She's still a thing.
She is.
Her husband, man, is like really rich off making tiny houses, and they live in a tiny house in the desert.
That's what her Instagram is.
I bet you she shows hole. Bot is obsolete now.
It's a damn shame.
Show hole. Yeah, it'd be a picture of her blonde hair. I just instantly replied, show hole. I mean, I didn't. My bot did.
Your bot. Certainly. It wouldn't have been you. No way. Because that's
Jabotany.
Disrespectful. Twos. From the chat, WCP says Sicario.
Speaking of twos.
Two says Sicario. Yes. Another movie we watch for the podcast. Watch it, listen to us talk about it. Booble says Bad Boys 2. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Hot Fuzz.
You ain't seen Bad Boys 2.
It's great. Swoosh McDuck, the Lethal Weapon series of movies.
Bird on a Wire, strangely better. I just always kind of mention Bird on a Wire.
Big Bird on a Wire guy. Duck Duck Chef says The Other Guys. Yeah. With Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. That's a good movie. Like, underrated.
So he makes him shoot the gun up in there into the ceiling.
Where The Rock and Sam Jackson jump off a roof and just die. That's great. That is fucking great. Yeah, and he says the tuna monologue kills him every time. Yeah. Yeah, because he's married to, like, Ava Longoria? No. What's her name? She's married to, what's his face? Ah, damn it. She's married.
Those Browns starting to look same to you, aren't they?
She's married to the dude who was in Barbie. Who's the dude who was in Barbie?
Ryan Gosling.
She is married to Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling's wife. She's very attractive. What is her name?
Ava Mendez.
Thank you. Yes. Ava Mendez plays his wife in that movie, which is funny.
Shocking that Ryan Gosling's wife is very attractive.
Weird.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah. Let's see.
Who's the better looking person in that couple?
Her. Ooh. I'm saying her. I'm saying her. I by the way, Ryan Gosling, a very attractive man. I have no problem saying that.
Would you open mouth kiss Ryan Gosling?
Open?
Just for shits and gigs?
Like,
like if you're like, shit, I'm just at the Santa Monica Pier, just, you know, whatever. I'm a tourist.
Yeah.
And Ryan Gosling's like, hey, man. He's like, that's Ryan Gosling. He's like, I want to French kiss you. Yeah. You're going to French kiss him?
Yes.
Yeah. Would you touch a nipple?
Sure.
Would you let him touch your nipple?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if there's nipple touching, it's got to be reciprocated.
Reciprocal.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Like tariffs, it's got to be reciprocal.
Yeah. I show him about 25%.
All right, moving on. This is a straight podcast. We like women. You shit's gay.
At for the story, at the very least.
Ryan Gosling sucks.
God, you
bad
go,
quarterback. Bad quarterback.
Just tell random people you made out with Ryan Gosling. Oh yeah, sure thing, dude. Okay, and then you show them like a video of it. It's like, I'm fucking, check me out. I'm straight. But I will make out with Ryan Gosling.
They call me Arrow because I'm so fucking straight. But seriously, check out this vid of me and Gosling.
That's brilliant. Okay, and then number two from Fender was Police Academy 4.
From who?
Fender. Fender! That's great. Oh, boy. All right. Our number ones. King, you first.
It's a the Departed. Yeah, he's a fucking
quap. He's a fucking quap. Look at that guy. He's got a fucking hat on. He's a fucking quap. Look at that woman. She's got a stroller. That's a fucking quap. That's a fuck. He's drinking coffee out of a fucking can. That's a fucking quap. Yeah.
Same.
Then Leo walks out like, look at that man. He's so fucking beautiful. I'm Alex Braga. I'm going to fucking make out with that guy. He's a fucking quap. I want him to spit in my fucking mouth so fucking hard. Fucking quap.
Yeah, that's mine as well. The Departed.
Yeah.
The Departed. Yeah, that's also my number one. That is, I believe I gave it a 5 on the podcast. That is
so good.
It's a perfect movie. Ah, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
My number one, not The Departed. I'm going with whoever said it. It's the Lethal Weapon movies.
That was Swoosh McDuck.
Yes. Yeah. Lethal Weapon. Because you get 4 of them too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're getting too old for this shit.
Bird on a wire, just saying. On a wire.
Especially when they added Chris Rock and Joe Pesci later in the series. As
no,
well.
That's where they last lost one. Me. That's where they lost me.
It was so bad.
God, they fuck you with the drive-through. Oh my God, kill me, kill
there's
me. Always,
they're trying to fuck you. They're always fucking you.
Kill me, God, that's terrible. Ugh. That movie stinks, Ski.
All of them. They're all great.
That movie stinks.
No discourse like that in Bird on a Wire. Just saying.
Was Jet Li in that one? Which one was Jet Li in?
Yeah, it was the 4th.
I think it was that one. Yeah. God.
One, yeah.
God, what a terrible movie. Like, holy shit.
Terrible.
So good.
So bad. Oh, boy. All right. That's all of our number one. So number one from the chat, WCP says RoboCop.
Honorable mention. Yep.
Duck Duck Chef says The Nice Guys with the beautiful.
With your boy Gosling. With your boy, your beautiful boy Gosling.
He literally said it. Featuring the beautiful Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. Spit in my mouth. I'm fine with it. Not me, Alex, though.
I'd tongue kiss him.
Again. They call me Arrow. I'm so straight. Okay.
What am I, a broken arrow?
I only do that when I see a woman. Okay?
Speaking of great movies, Broken Arrow.
That could be on this list, too.
Yeah,
Broken Arrow.
Yeah,
Broken
good. Arrow. Swoosh McDuck says Heat.
Heat.
Yes.
Booble says Training Day, which I cannot believe. Is not on any of our lists. It's a great fucking movie.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Ugh. Great.
It's
the Pelican Bay speech alone.
It's Denzel's best? Denzel's best?
Nah. John Q. I mean, come on.
Man on Fire.
Man on Fire.
Yeah. All right. King Kong ain't got shit on me. A liquor license?
Tried.
Jesus Christ, that line.
He's trying a little hard. A little too hard there.
He is trying a little too hard, yeah. And then number one from Fender, Police Academy. The first one.
Fucking Mahoney.
Big Paul Gutenberg fan.
He loves Gutenberg.
And who is
this guy loves Gutenberg. Oh, lawyers love Gutenberg. It's very weird.
I just watched this, three men and a baby just on
Three men. Yeah. Who is the guy from Police Academy who did the noises?
Michael Winslow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's still around, just touring, making
noises.
$750,000 a year, just being like, and now I'm going to sound like scissors. And it works.
Big with like a helicopter noise. I remember he
gunfire
did
gunfire too. Yeah.
That was the big one. Yeah. All right, do you want to give?
He made a career on that.
He did.
That's insane.
He did. Do you want to give some honorable mentions before we get some from the chat?
Yep. I also got almost made my list. 48 Hours and another 48 Hours. Mm-hmm. Fucking Nolte, Murphy. On Deadly Ground with Seagal. It is, oh, it's so good.
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
Nah. Nah.
And then it was attached.
I'm not giving you that one. No.
No.
It was attached to The Departed was Infernal Affairs, which was just the original Departed movie.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it.
With the fucking the Chinese doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, the OG. All right, I got honorable mentions, Super Troopers. I got Men in Black. Uh-huh. Like, the series, too, really. Other than the last one I didn't see because it was terrible, apparently. But Naked Gun. Leslie Nielsen. Come on. L.A. Confidential. Great movie. Fargo. Fargo's pretty good. These are honorable mentions. They're not on my list. Yeah. Silence of the Lambs was pretty good. And I also had...
Slip. Spuds are too close together.
Die Hard, right? Die Hard.
That's a Christmas movie.
It's a good
Christmas
cop
movie. Not,
good
cop not a movie. Fucking co-op movie.
Nah, not a cop movie. Christmas movie.
All right, do some...
Like The Lighthouse.
And then my other one was just every Wesley Snipes movie from the 90s. Drop Zone, Passenger 57, Murder at 1600. It's
fucking
all there.
Drop Zone. Oh, Drop my Zone. God.
Busey, great.
We watched that for the podcast as well. So if you'd like to hear our thoughts, go ahead and find that too. Guess whose movie Drop Zone was?
I'm changing my list. I got another one. I don't know how I left it off. The clear number one is Tango and Cash. Done. My list means nothing.
Tango and Cash.
Cash and Tango.
Always missing the drugs.
All right. Honorable mentions.
Jack Allen, man.
Yeah.
Electric. Electric.
Honorable mentions that we haven't talked about yet. Booble says Turner and Hooch.
You watch that?
It says Cradle to the Grave.
Is that DMX and Aaliyah?
Aaliyah?
Jet Li.
Jet Li.
That was it. Yeah, you're right. Dust yourself off and try again. That's the other movie. Yeah. Swoosh McDuck says Seven. Great movie.
The box
also says Bullet and the Fugitive.
Fugitive,
fantastic. Fugitive. Yeah,
Fugitive 2.
Does that get off my plane? Is Fugitive
no,
get
that's
off
Air
my
Force
plane?
One,
Air Force
One. Okay,
yeah.
Fugitive 2, also known as U.S. Marshals, Wesley Snipes, 90s.
There you go. Let's see. WCP says Beverly Hills Cop 2.
So you want to run figure off of this whole list is, I don't know all of you. I know a good amount of you. I've seen your social media stuff and I've talked to you in real life or in podcast form or whatever. I'm not believing that any of you guys believed in the ACAB movement. Now, I really think when people are doing the all cops are bastards, so you're like, no, George, I loved The Departed.
Not in the 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
He also
said, love cops. We love cops.
I got an eye on you. I got an eye on you.
Yeah. He also says Cop Shop, Black Klansman, End of Watch, and Tango and Cash. Wait, you said Tango and Cash, right?
Cash and Tango.
Let's see. Any other ones?
Again, we've mentioned this, I think, like three times in the last like 6 weeks. How Tango and Cash is only available to rent for $20 in 2025 is insane.
Bonkers, yeah.
Fucking cinema.
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 Booble says Aaliyah was in Romeo Must Die.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, that should be a movie thing. Watch all the Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, there you go.
Oh my god.
Watch Othello. Yeah,
that's a movie a month. Watch all the movies with Romeo in the title. Yeah.
Shakespeare.
Yeah. That one with Leo was pretty damn good.
John Leguizamo. He always comes back to John Leguizamo.
Always. Yep. And let's round this out. Duck Duck Chef's honorable mention, Miss Congeniality.
Sneaky.
Very good. All right, that's it. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening again. The list was based on the movie on Sunday.
Yeah, we just spent like 40 minutes talking about cop movies. We did. Jesus. We're never beating the allegations. No. Back to blue. Thin blue line.
This sweater's blue.
I've seen the back of your car. You got the Punisher sticker. I know.
Oh, the bumper stickers of MAGA people are always, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Okay. All right. Anywho, so movie on Sunday is Time Cop. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it. Thanks, guys.
You tell them it's on Peacock.
It's on Prime.
Don't tell them what it's on. That movie stunk.
It's on Prime. So.
No.
Is it on the cock?
Yeah, it's on the cock as well.
Wow. So you have multiple ways to watch this movie. Mm-hmm. So no excuse, guys.
No excuse. No excuse. Isn't it?
I'll give you an excuse. Just don't.
All right. Bye, guys.